In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. You really can't blame the world for concluding that Christianity is foolishness. On the surface, our faith does seem rather foolish. After all, we claim that there is only one way to heaven, namely through faith in a Jewish man who died on a cross in Jerusalem nearly 2,000 years ago. We worship that man because we believe that he was more than a man, that he was God in human flesh. We focus on his death on the cross because we believe that he died for us and accomplished our salvation. We claim that his death was necessary because all human beings are conceived in sin and are by nature spiritually dead, spiritually blind, and enemies of God. The world says that all of this is foolishness. And you can't blame the world, for it is simply arriving at the logical conclusion. The world doesn't know any better because the world lacks faith. And without faith, Christianity is nothing but foolishness. Without faith, Jesus was just a man. Maybe a good man, maybe even a decent teacher of morality, but just a man nonetheless. Without faith, the death of the man named Jesus means nothing. Without faith, to cling to the cross of Christ because you believe that you are a sinner who needs his blood to atone for your sins means that you are simply superstitious or that you suffer from low self-esteem. The word of the cross and all articles of Christian faith which flow from it is ridiculous, nonsensical, just plain foolishness to the dead and dying world which lacks faith. It should be foolishness to you, too. Why isn't it? Why are you here in the middle of the day on this Tuesday? You shouldn't be, you know. You should be doing whatever you would otherwise be doing at this time of the day. You should view the word of the cross as folly with the rest of the world. But you don't. Why not? It's not because you were born with some special gene that makes Christianity plausible to you. It's not because you possessed some special spiritual ability which led you to make a personal decision to accept Jesus Christ. It's solely because you have been called by God through the word of the cross. The same word that is foolishness to the world is the power of God through which you have been brought to faith. And when that powerful word brought you to faith, it converted your way of thinking, so that now, by grace, through faith, when you see the cross of Christ, you see salvation. Oh, my friends, rejoice in this glorious news. For but by the grace of God, you would belong to the vast majority in the world which views the cross of Christ as utter nonsense. But, miracle of miracles, God chose to save you through the folly of His powerful word. He chose to reveal the truth to you, so that regardless of what the world claims, you know that you are a poor, miserable sinner who needs a Savior, and that you have the Savior you need in Jesus Christ. That's why you're here in the middle of the day on a Tuesday. You could be doing 100 other things, but you're here. You're here to repent of your sins and to hear the word of the cross. For you know that that word is your only source of rescue, your only hope. You're here to hear the good news that the Lamb of God suffered and died in your place to take away your sins. Not only that, but you're here to receive the very body and blood of that same Lamb of God in the Holy Eucharist, that your faith may be strengthened and preserved. Are you foolish for coming here for these things? In the eyes of the world, which is perishing? Absolutely. But what the world sees as foolish, your God sees as faithful. Thus, you are wise to be here in the Lord's house. For He meets you here to deliver unto you all for which you came through His seemingly foolish means of grace. The word of the cross preached to you by a sinful man in a white robe, and the fruits of that cross given to you in, with, and under simple bread and wine for your forgiveness, life, and salvation. If it all sounds foolish, absurd, and ridiculous to the world, that's because it is. Foolishly faithful, absurdly salvific, and ridiculously beneficial. Throughout this Holy Week, as you meditate upon the cross of your Savior Jesus Christ, give thanks and rejoice not only in the glorious truth that He suffered and died for you, but also that He has made you foolishly wise to believe it. In His holy and precious name, amen. Now the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.